Howdy, neighbors. Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with Allison Cook of NCBA's D.C. office. Back with Allison in just a moment.
Well, looky here, boys. There's a new tin horn in town. And who might you be, stranger?
The name's Witax, and I'm the new sheriff in town.
And what makes you so all-fired special, Mr. Witags?
Well, a lot of things, son.
Like what?
Well, like the fact I'm made from advanced thermopolyurethane and acetyl nylon to withstand extremes in heat and cold, as well as ultraviolet light, moisture, and mold.
Ooh, you don't say.
Yes, sir, I do say. Plus, I'm the only one-piece tag with the Sergi Tip tag tip for a cleaner incision, faster healing, and better tag retention.
Go on.
And if that isn't good enough for you, I come with the deepest, darkest, 100% pure laser imprinting on the market. It's guaranteed for the life of the animal.
Well, barkeep, how about a drink from my new friend, Mr. Witags here?
This year, ask your livestock products dealer for the new Witags one-piece tagging system from Witags.
Allison Cook represents cattle producers up on Capitol Hill in Washington, and she was there as the House Ag Committee this last week marked up the 2018 Farm Bill proposal of Chairman Mike Conaway. Cook says it was a really short markup session, started at 10 in the morning, finished by 4 in the afternoon with a couple of breaks for votes out on the floor of the House of Representatives. And she indicates that the number of amendments that were offered were rather limited. In fact, the Democrats offered no amendments during the markup session. All the Democrats on the committee voted against the final measure in protest to the nutrition plans offered up by Chairman Mike Conaway.
There were only two or three amendments that were actually voted on, and NCBA didn't take any strong positions on those amendments, but they passed by a voice vote and then a roll call vote, and we were certainly paying attention. I was in the room with many others that were concerned about this bill and how it could change. As it moves forward, it successfully passed out of the House on a party line vote. As it moves forward to the House floor, which the timing is fluid there, possibly sometime in May, that's when you will probably see more amendments, particularly from the Democrats. They did not offer any amendments in the committee, which probably means they're going to hold those for the House floor. So we will have to remain vigilant because the bill can certainly change when it gets to the floor.
Cattlemen and pork producers happiest about the inclusion for the first time of money for an FMD vaccine bank.
We were happy to see authorization of the foot and mouth disease vaccine bank. The first year, we will get full funding of $150 million. The following 4 years, we will have to share funding of $20 million between ourselves, the bank, the animal preparedness program that's also authorized in this bill, as well as the diagnostic testing labs called the NALMS labs. It will be up to the secretary how that $20 million is divided amongst those three entities. And so obviously NCBA will be pushing very hard for the full funding to go to the FMD bank. There's also other opportunities out there to fight for what we call discretionary dollars. That $20 million is mandatory funding. The discretionary dollars we can certainly fight over down the road in the approps process and other ways, and that will be our plan forward. We also were pleased to see what was in the conservation title, consolidating EQIP and the Conservation Stewardship Program. The best parts of CSP will be moved into EQIP. The dollar amount will jump up to about $3 billion, so there will be more money to be had by our producers to use and implement good practices. So we were happy to see that, as well as some consolidation under the trade title, just consolidating the Market Access Program, the Foreign Market Development Program, and two other programs that some of our other commodity friends use under one umbrella called the International Market Development Program, and this is also funded. So we were pleased to see that. There's also just a couple of items that are very regional for our producers, continuing to research how to eradicate cattle fever tick down in Texas, as well as some financial support going to fight the feral swine issue down south. So happy to see that research dollars are also being funneled, not just to those issue areas that are of concern in the animal health arena, but also to research to our land-grant universities that help us continue to produce the best product that we can.
Allison Cook of NCBA, you've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
National Livestock. They've been around since 1932, and they're dedicated to being your first choice for cattle marketing, order buying services, and cattle financing. Because of the cooperative structure and spirit, the employees and directors of the National Livestock family of companies are committed to the success of the cattle industry and those involved in the cattle business. Whether you're buying or selling cattle or looking for financing, their staff's knowledge and experience is unparalleled. For more information, contact National Livestock Credit at 1-800-310-0220.
That's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.